It is the riots. This is our podcast.
Or okay. Thursday.
Okay, you guys, you see what if you can hear it, but in the podcast, okay, even in the later breaks, like, you know, the show is arranged chronologically. I still sound really tired.
You're exhausted. It's the melatonin, which we'll cover in the
podcast. I pulled it out.
Oh, you didn't put it in
there? Because I put it in the podcast like 2 days ago, and I was like, man, 2 days of melatonin talk.
He's tired again.
So last night I took some melatonin because of this thing, whatever. I'm tired. And I mean, I drank, I had soda, I had coffee.
You know
like,
what?
I did everything
think you
I could.
You realize is your hair is not really brushed either.
It's not right.
Okay. So you look so exhausted just because you look like you just got out of bed and you haven't gotten dressed.
Well, the funny thing is, I actually this morning I was in the shower and I was like, I'm not shaving. And I was like, dude, you need to shave. You need to do the things in your routine that make you feel like you're ready
up.
To face the day.
Sure.
So like I'll shave whatever. I don't know what I look like, but I feel disheveled.
Yeah, that's the word, disheveled. And so when I came in, I could tell you looked like as tired as you sound, and but I got used to how like I didn't feel like you sounded as tired later on, but
you can hear it.
You can
like,
hear it.
You can hear it in the podcast. You guys will hear how tired I sound, and it just keeps going. Like my voice. And the funny thing is I even here's what you don't know. I even did vocal warm ups in the car trying
just
to get my voice
get up,
ready.
Yeah.
You can't like I can't overcome it. It's still there. What on this earth? Well. That time release stuff is working.
For melatonin.
It's still releasing.
It's still sending your body signals that you should be sleeping. So, of course, your body's confused.
Still
it's not your
releasing.
Fault.
So, hey, you guys enjoy this podcast. Today in the podcast, let's see, we've got, we're going to talk, a lot of Power Rangers talk. A lot of that.
Too much. Don't let that turn you off if you want to keep listening to the podcast.
Right. It's not all
it's
that.
It's a reasonable amount.
We talk about that actor from Elf. He's in some trouble. Iron Fist reviews are in.
Ooh.
How you can get goats on Craigslist, streaming video, and our favorite, the serial defecator. So
there's something
for everybody, really.
I think so, too.
Oh, and Starbucks whiskey coffee?
Yes, the barrels.
The barrels.
Barrel talk.
Yeah. So,
have a great day.
Yeah, that's it.
You go rest or something.
No. I'm excited. Nikki and I are going to go
upstairs.
Just brush
your hair right here.
We're going to brush our hair. We're going to have some meetings. So that's what we're going to do.
Actually, that is what we're going to do.
So.
All right, let's go.
All right. It's the
Bye.
Riot.
When the riot says it's not you, it's them. It actually is them. No, seriously, they are the problem.
People like them have problems. It's a social fact.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Oh, you know what one of my absolute favorite things is? I don't know if we talk about it very often, but I absolutely love
Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the things I really like to do at Christmas is watch Elf. It's the best. You know, it's a movie. It's about a man. He left the North Pole and the seven layers of the candy cane forest.
Remember that one, Will Ferrell?
And the Lincoln Tunnel.
And the sugar and all that.
Yeah, but...
And the Norwal.
Bye, buddy. I hope you find your dad.
Oh, you just never get to say that outside of when talking about Elf.
Well, I've got to tell you, one of my absolute favorite parts of that movie is the guy that is his boss at the department store that runs the little Christmas section.
Yeah.
He's so great. He's like, call me on my radio. Code word is Santa's got a brand new bag. I love that guy. I don't know why. And Nikki,
well, are you excited to hear? Because he's been in the news.
He's in the news. I don't know if you guys heard.
Maybe not as Christmassy with this attitude.
It's not about Elf 2.
No.
It's about something else. It's about getting someone's, I'm going to use my own word in place of his. He says he bottom whipped.
Oh, thank you for making that nicer.
You're welcome.
The other was rude.
An airport valet after being spat at during a heated argument over his bill.
Has it been confirmed about the spitting thing, or is that just what he's saying now?
Well, that's what he said. Oh, he goes around the counter.
Yeah, if you watch the security.
Yeah.
And that was at Port Columbus.
That's my hometown, Nikki.
Yeah, that's your hometown airport.
That's my hometown.
When you're looking at it, you're like, hey, I know that spot.
Well, the thing that I want to know is I just look at it and I'm like, okay, now wait a minute. Are you telling me are you telling me that I could go to the airport and run into the guy from Elf?
Well, not anymore.
I mean, I guess you're right.
That did not work out.
You know, he was interviewed. He said, I wish I could say sorry or feel remorse, but sometimes somebody got to get their bottom
Sure, thank whipped. You. Thank you.
Yeah. I was about to walk away when he tried to spit on me. So that's why when you see me walk away, he spit but missed. And I was like, oh, not heaven, no.
So again, you're reversing.
Yeah.
So wait, what is his name again?
The actor's name is... Faison Love.
Okay.
Love being the last name, but not what he's currently practicing.
I guess the only thing that I have, and it's not good if that's what he felt like, and he was having conflict back. Mm-hmm. The problem is I've never gone to a place where the person was just ready to go to do that. It seems like there was like a starting off point, some earlier hurtful words, maybe on both sides of the desk that probably were said.
Well, there was definitely...
some comments, some talking.
Whoa, that guy's a lot bigger than I thought he was. He's 6'1".
Which, the elf guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what it says. It says he was 6'1", he's 6'1", and he now, his current weight, it says, is 370 pounds, so...
When you get in trouble, could they just not say your weight?
Do you have to do
like,
that?
Do you have to?
Do you
could
have
you just
to?
Left it at 6'1"?
I mean, like, but 6'1", in the movie, I got the feeling
that
he was
a lot shorter.
He was way shorter
taller,
than that.
Isn't he?
Must be a lot taller than I thought he was because that guy seems kind of short next to him. So, you know what? Let's go watch Elf today, right?
Will Ferrell's 6'3".
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess. All right. And maybe Will Ferrell's wearing, you know, heels. He's an elf after all.
Well, so, you gotta wear that.
And if you have an affinity for elf culture, you know it's different.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
I want to say a big what's up and thank you to Phil, who is looking out for Nikki. He found a free goat in the area.
Way to go. That's what Craigslist is for.
Yeah, he posted it for us. You know, the thing that concerns us is that once we did click the link, it turns out that article or
the
that
posting.
Whatever, it's been flagged on Craigslist, so it's been removed.
I thought you could give out animals on Craigslist.
Why couldn't you?
Well, I don't know.
Like free cats, free puppies.
Yes, along those lines. Or you can, I think, can't you, if you have puppies for like sale or something?
Mm-hmm. Here's what I don't understand. Like I put in, okay, so just thinking in terms of like, hey, you know, what can we get for you, Nikki? So I went ahead and put in goat. Just for local Craigslist. Why is goat bringing up all these apartments?
Maybe that's a search word.
Like, does this stand for something?
Does that goat stand for like one bedroom or something? One bedroom, one bath? Is that goat?
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
That is really
weird.
Maybe
there's something we're not supposed to learn about.
Oh, here we go. All right. Now we're getting started. Now, I got a goat here. I got a goat milking stand for $150.
Wait, is it a goat and the stand?
No, it's just the stand. So what happened is the goat goes up on the stand, and that way you can sit on this little bench that they have here, and you can milk that goat, Nikki.
I don't want a goat, for real. In case you're just tuning in, you're like, why are we looking at Craigslist for goats?
Got a couple options here. Got a one-year-old Boer goat. B-O-E-R. Nikki, you're the goat expert.
You're looking at me like I should know this.
Do you know what's a Boer goat?
Is that just I don't know. What is the goat for?
The Boer goat is a breed of goat that was developed in South Africa in the early 1900s for meat production. Oh, well, they don't
really
want that.
I don't want that.
We're looking for...
It's not his fault, though. Meaning, like, we shouldn't say no if the goat needed help just because he was a meat goat.
All right. Well, here's a pygmy goat, only $100.
A pygmy goat?
Yeah. He's kind of scary looking. Like, yeah, he's scary. That's not the goat you want.
That'll eat ya.
Here's a Nigerian dwarf goat. It's perfect.
I almost thought you said royalty, like Nigerian. Like, he's a spam goat.
Well, the thing is that he has money that he wants to transfer to your account.
I need to give the money to the goat first, and then he'll send us something.
This is what you're looking for right here. Nigerian dwarf goat / bottle baby goat.
What is that?
Well, I think it means that you feed
him
with
feed
the bottle.
Feed him?
Yeah. Oh, he's so cute, Nikki. He's only $250. This kid is not meant for meat. That's what it says right there. So if you were going to eat him.
Putting an emphasis on that. Oh, those are cute.
You can't
have
him.
Just a quick little image search, and that's exactly what I think of with a baby goat.
Well, All right. Do you see how close we are? Just want to thanks again, Phil, for putting us on this road.
Like, no,
you
thank
are so
you.
Close
yeah.
to getting started.
I don't want to spend $250, though.
Yeah. And how much have you spent on your dogs? Like $4 million. Okay. So this is just, this is bargain basement prices. How long do these goats live, do you think?
I don't know. And I attach to little animals, so I don't want them to like die in 2 years.
Okay. But, and remember, we got to get the milking stand, so that's going to be an extra $150.
I'm not going to milk a goat.
Yes, you are.
Not going to milk a goat. Won't milk a cow. Won't milk a goat. There's some lines I drew. Nope.
Yeah. All right.
Guess what? N-O. No, 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 no.
You know, Nikki, things are just going too well for you right now. When
one day I will.
There's going to be a time where you'll be like, remember when I said I wouldn't milk a goat?
When there's nothing to drink and it's just me and the goat. And I'm thirsty.
No. You know what? I imagine if you and a goat are alone and you're thirsty, something tells me you've already had plenty to drink. Draw your own conclusions.
Well, thank you again, Phil, for posting anytime you want to at Radio U or Radio U Riot on Facebook. We'd love to see what you guys find for each of us.
Don't drag me into it, guys. I got all I need.
He has an allergy. He can't possibly get a baby goat.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
We are 1 week away from Netflix launching Iron Fist.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about that.
I have been looking forward to it. Not in that, like, all I do is watch the trailer over and over again kind of way, but just in a general, like, huh, I think it would be cool to see Iron Fist. I'm looking forward to that. Well, here's the thing. They went ahead, they've sent out screeners or whatever to people, and they've, I guess some people have seen the whole thing, but they're...
All the episodes?
I think they're just allowed to talk about the first half,
but
it seems to me that there is a universal opinion about Iron Fist, and that is that it misses the mark.
Really? Aw, it seems so promising.
I saw one this morning that said Iron Fist is Marvel / Netflix's first failure.
Really? That's bold.
Now, keep in mind, that might not be true.
And a failure for Netflix still could be pretty good to watch.
Way better than broadcast,
it
right?
It could be.
Could be way better than broadcast.
I mean, how many episodes is it? 10 or 12? Like, you're
I think it's 12.
12, you're not investing too much.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, and I don't have a lot of history with the character of Iron Fist. I just have some comics that I read a couple weekends ago, and the ones I read were fantastic.
So there's no Daredevil, though, this year? Or?
Okay, there's Iron Fist, and then we're going to get The Defenders, which is the big crossover show, which will have Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Jessica Jones.
That's this year?
Yes. And I think we get the Punisher. I think that's sometime this summer. I think we get the Punisher in the fall. And then I think Daredevil next year. So, you know.
There's other stuff.
They keep feeding you Marvel stuff. But Jessica Jones didn't do much for me. But Daredevil I loved. And Luke Cage I also liked.
You grew to love.
Yeah. Luke Cage was so unique and different, and I thought that was cool. So, I don't know. I still want to watch it, though, even if the people don't like it.
I'm just surprised they would, if it wasn't such a shining star, that they would send out so many screeners and let you talk about it to where we could go ahead and start talking about how bad it is. So that's not normally done.
Yeah, well, you know, but what if they're wrong, Nikki? What if the critics...
Oh, like, yeah, all the critics are wrong.
Everybody, that universal opinion about it not being...
No, I'm sure there's a chance. It's a small chance. But normally, a lot of critics like Netflix stuff. So I would think they're probably spot on.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Like, fingers crossed. I'm hoping that even though blah, 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 whatever, it would be nice if it was still good.
Even if it's just okay. It's still something.
Yeah, you know what? Okay.
That's fine.
But even if it's just okay.
Now we know not to go into it with our hopes too high.
Yes.
For Iron Fist.
Lowering our expectations.
It's perfectly fine.
That might help.
We just normally don't have to do that as much with Netflix stuff.
Oh.
I had to do it with The Crown. Okay. I was excited going into it. It wasn't that good.
You've watched a whole 45 minutes of that so far, right?
I still technically have not finished the first episode.
Okay.
But that first, very low. Very low.
That's a shame.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, we failed. And, I mean, it's not the first time.
It's like, well, let's get the list out. What are we talking about?
Here's where we are. You know, on Tuesday, it was International Pancake Day.
Yeah.
We didn't say a darn thing about it.
Well, Nick mentioned it. So we kind of, like, we did talk about it.
Nikki.
Just not us.
Nikki. Nikki.
So, yes, Tuesday was Pancake Day.
You and me.
Did not talk about it.
Did not talk about.
Well, what were we going to mention? The fact that it was? Or were we supposed to make pancakes while we were here in the studio?
Well, you know what? There, did anybody hear all of the ideas that just came pouring out of Nikki right there? We could mention it.
Two really good ones.
We could make pancakes here in the studio.
Well, I just know that pancakes require a focus and stuff. And when we're on air, we can't give that focus to the pancakes.
I could do both.
You can do both?
Absolutely.
Well, you got it down.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'll need to talk about what I'm doing, like preparing the pancakes and stuff, but... Shoot, man. It was International Pancake Day. I saw a commercial yesterday for IHOP, which I'm not necessarily a huge fan of, but they were showing some of their new specialty pancakes that they were rolling out. They were so good, I don't even remember them. Like, I saw the commercial, I blacked out.
You know there's something.
When I saw it.
And that's a place where they have this pecan syrup, and I don't like syrup, but I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
And
come on.
It's available there.
Dude, I cannot believe something. Okay, I got the list. You want to hear the list? This is what I saw in the commercial yesterday. Sticky bun waffles.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. I know.
Right.
It's hard when you hear it.
Cinnamon roll French toast.
I don't like French toast or cinnamon rolls as much.
No, I love cinnamon rolls, but French toast I always feel
maybe.
Like tastes weird.
Yeah.
The other thing I can't figure out, and don't tell her I said this, but I think just my mom's French toast tasted weird.
Does it? So you're not sure?
Yeah.
You don't have confirmation from an outside source.
It's like when my mom would make French toast, it would be like, these don't taste like the French toast sticks at Burger King, Mom.
Well, then also though is I don't think the Burger King French toast sticks aren't really like true French toast, so we could... There's something else.
It was as French as I wanted to get.
I wanted it to be like a brioche sort of French toast.
This, though, I'd be willing to try. How about a red velvet French toast? See, and when I watched the commercials, I just saw these all as pancakes.
And they're always falling gently from like above, and they're
right.
Flopping onto the plates in stacks.
Instead, you go to IHOP, and you've got a lady that's just shut up and eat it.
She's just yelling at
you. Just there, whatever.
That is a possibility, but that's
should be
at any
glad
store.
You're getting anything at all. You stop looking at me. I'm not. You can make eye contact. I'm not refilling your drink. Okay.
Now I did send you.
Put your hand down.
I did send you for IHOP, which on Tuesday had celebrated the Pancake Day. It seemed to there was a particular fight. A sergeant was responding to a call in Florida, and the problem is, as he was trying to calm the restaurant crowd down, women were fighting. At the
was it no it was pancake
now
day it wasn't
language.
Women's day
watch
come
the,
on guys
watch there's language so another officer storms into the restaurant and tells everybody to get to the ground or he was going to taser people.
Dude, that is happening.
Yes, he said people considered his approach aggressive at the IHOP, but they said that really it didn't really cross the line technically, but the sergeant's language was inappropriate to be using at the IHOP.
And why are these women all dressed up? They're like in dresses and heels. Like
a late night pancake.
They got their hair did.
I think it's what, early in the morning or something, or late at night? It doesn't give a timestamp, but maybe they went out partying and then went to get pancakes afterwards.
Because
isn't IHOP 24 hours or something?
Probably depends on not all of them are, but you know, there probably are some. Now Waffle House, I can tell you they never close because they never clean, so why close? They just
there's no need.
Yeah.
And there's always a police officer waiting and willing to help out.
They have to have a police
security,
officer
yes, they do.
At Waffle House.
The Riots is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
Nikki, when's the last time you went to Starbucks?
Starbucks would be 2 days ago. I've gone back to going more than I used to.
Really?
But they've got this like almond drink thing that I like, so.
It's to die for.
Well, you know, it's just good enough.
Yeah.
So,
when's the last time you got out your flask and was hitting the whiskey?
That's been a long, long time. Oh, no.
So,
and I didn't know the two ever interconnected.
Guys, you have to understand what Niski's idea is about the whiskey. For her, a long, long time. And she's like, not since the show started.
No way.
So it's been a long time.
Nope.
Well, you know what? The people at Starbucks, they feel your pain. And what they want is they want to find a way for you to be able to get that I'm drinking whiskey feeling.
While
drinking coffee.
Yeah. So is it a flavoring or something?
Well, starting this week, only at the original Starbucks location in Seattle.
Yeah, we've been there.
Starbucks is selling two items that involves whiskey. You can buy yourself some beans and you can buy yourself some coffee, meaning that brewed coffee.
Sure.
What they've done is they are taking coffee and then putting it in whiskey barrels.
Instead of brewing it in water.
Yeah, they're brewing it. They're not, actually.
It's being brewed in whiskey.
Oh, good Lord.
That'd be the most potent, possibly terrible drink ever.
I'm crying. I'm not even front. It's not even here. It's just like, oh, gosh.
That's intense.
Can't handle the fumes.
That would be terrible.
Can't handle the fumes.
I mean, coffee is hard enough on its own sometimes.
So, okay, they take, the idea is they're taking these beans in whiskey barrels that have been emptied.
Oh, I see.
But if you've ever been around
aged barrel,
what you'll know is that you'll walk in the room and be like, are you guys painting?
What's that? That's the smell that's just stuck on the barrel.
Are you guys cleaning your brushes? And they're like, no, we're drinking this. Don't you want any? So those barrels have a certain air about them. Light a match.
We were once in Nashville. We're staying at a hotel, and the hotel had a whiskey bar.
Yeah,
like attached to it, like the restaurant, and it was a well known whiskey company. And man, the fumes coming out of that room.
Real talk.
You didn't even need to go into the hotel; it just came out the street.
Contact buzz.
It was so strong. You're like, oh, that's what that is.
So Starbucks is taking, and again, it's only available at this one location, but they're taking beans. They're filling up these whiskey barrels. They said that they turn the barrels frequently to make sure that all of the beans have an opportunity to make contact with the actual barrel. And then you get these whiskey beans. Now, they say that any actual alcohol cooks right out in the brewing process, but you're left with the flavor of aged oak and whiskey highlights.
Not appealing at all. Not at all.
It's like, would you even be able to tell? Do you know what I mean? Like, to me, Starbucks coffee is so strong that it just tastes like tar. It's just like...
Yeah, but that's barrel tar.
Right. But all of a sudden, you're like, this is like tar that was stored in a barrel. I don't know. But you can go there, you can buy it, and you can...
And at the original Starbucks. But I've just been enjoying the cinnamon flavor things they've been having recently, so... Call me old-fashioned. I'll just rather go with cinnamon over a barrel any day.
Okay. Well, this has become like the new hotness. I mean, I've heard of people putting whiskey in coffee, but now this is one of those things where they're like, hey, we're putting coffee in the whiskey and then serving the coffee.
Coffee in the whiskey barrel.
Barrel.
A long, egocentric tirade from Obadiah, disguised as a Worst of the Riot clip? Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
So, Nikki, did you realize that tomorrow is Kong Skull Island?
Yes, because tomorrow's Friday. Okay. I keep thinking that movie was coming out later this summer.
I know. It feels like a summer movie, but you're getting it in March? Second week of March? Wow.
And people said Kong, the reviews have been pretty good.
I'll tell you what, I'm staring at it on Rotten Tomatoes right now, 82%.
That's impressive. Now it'll go down when the movie actually comes out. But as far as critic numbers, that's actually very good.
It's not bad. You had Logan last week. You've got Kong this week. You've got Power Rangers next week.
No one's including that. It just let you know.
I am.
Well, I know, but maybe you should have just saved that for another time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really 100% I feel fit with Kong or Logan.
It's a high profile.
Is it?
It is.
Is it now?
It is.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm going to go see it.
Yeah, that's fine if you want to go see it.
Okay. First off, wasn't asking permission. But just telling you that I was.
But granted.
Okay. Just letting you know. And
are you sure you want to go? Like, that's not one you'd rather just see when it's
nope.
Not in theaters.
No, nope, I want to go. In fact, you know what? It's going to be a tweet up. Like, follow me on Twitter. I'll just tell you where I'll be.
You could Facebook Live that thing, and I don't even think Power Rangers would care.
That's where you're wrong.
Okay.
This is their gritty reboot, Nikki. They
did gotta, you go ahead and get tickets? Like, what if it's booked? What if it's sold out?
I will tell you, I'm not concerned about that. I feel like I'm probably going to be okay. But thanks for caring.
Because
mm-hmm. caring is sharing.
Yeah.
So thanks for sharing that you're caring.
So you got Kong this week and the other one next week.
82%, Nikki?
Anything on Power Rangers yet?
No. I don't think they're going to do press screenings of that.
Really?
But they want to keep it a surprise.
Okay,
they want it to
everybody.
Be a surprise.
Even for press.
Yeah, it's going to be a big surprise.
Okay, well, I don't think I have time to see Kong this weekend, but I am curious. That might be one. My favorite is if Amazon has it as like the 99-cent rental in like a year, I'll go ahead and watch it then.
I'm going to go see Kong.
You are?
Yeah, well, I'm interested. I saw the last King Kong movie. It was really bad. Like, just terrible.
Why don't you wait until next weekend and go? You can go to a double.
Like a double feature?
Yeah.
Well, because I...
End with Kong.
I
start
I don't
with
think
Power
I want
Rangers.
To. I will tell you about the Power Rangers thing. I really do want to go see it, but I watched a clip from it. They released like a 2-minute clip yesterday, I think. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll watch that. So I watched it and I got done with it. And it was like, oh yeah, that was a bad edit. There's like one spot where it's just
a bad edit.
It was
a bad edit.
Listen,
just that.
It just really stuck out. I was like, that was a terrible edit. And when that happened, I thought, well, and this is what they're showing people. So what's going to happen next? From this.
I had not seen anything until we saw a trailer before a movie like a month ago.
Trailer looks great.
It did not. I didn't think it was such like an angsty teenage drama.
Well, Nikki, the Power Rangers are teenagers.
And I don't think I remembered that. Because they always looked like older grown-ups.
Well, the actors were in their mid-40s.
Trying to be a middle schooler
right.
or something or a
right.
high schooler. And it was always, I could never actually gauge what age they were trying to have them be.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Don't worry about that. They're high schoolers. And as you can see, like they're kind of misfits, but this is going to bring them together. When they find the morphing.
The Kong.
Things.
The Kong. Wait, that's the other one.
Kong, that's Kong is this weekend. So no, we got to see Kong because Nikki, this ties into the Godzilla verse. Like, this Kong movie is part of the same cinematic universe as the Godzilla movie.
So a support for King Kong is a support for Godzilla?
You know, kind of like that. It's just like one of those things where it's like, you know what? They're second cousins, but they're still family.
Yeah, but they're all just a big monster.
Yeah. Wait, can we not really comfortable with that term. All right, that's very human-centric.
A larger animal?
They're all just citizens of the Earth, okay? They're not people, per se, but they... You know, if we could just respect all life.
The Riot.
Apparently some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
It's exactly how you think it is in here. It's exactly how you think. Actually, I wish you guys could be in there sometimes to watch Nikki react to what she's reading or watching. First off, and we're not going to talk about it yet, but in a little bit, Nikki's going to tell us all about something Starbucks horchata.
No, that's not even a news story.
She sat over there like, wait, oh, horchata. That's not horchata.
Well, I went through the stages of...
grief?
Yeah, kind of the stages with grief when I was realizing it wasn't really a story.
So there was that, this entire thing. And then, you of course don't realize this, but you were over there and you were like, and you like leaned forward and you put, she does this thing where she puts her hands in front of her, like leans on her arms. And
then
she was like, I'm watching these crabs tear up this octopus.
It's weird.
And it's like,
and then there was another video just showing the floor, like the ocean floor covered in all these crabs. And their faces just kind of look like they're... Like a frowny face and eyes and stuff, so they look kind of angry.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking...
Well, that's why people say, why are you so crabby?
Mm-hmm.
So see just, where that came from?
I was imagining, like, what if you just, like, I'm going scuba diving today. It was like your first time ever, and you get in the water, and then the whole ocean floor and that area is covered in these crabs.
That's why I don't ever want to get in the ocean.
And like, I don't think they'd come after you, but boy, it's weird looking at all these things.
They could.
I was fascinated.
If they suddenly decided they wanted to come after you,
as a group,
done.
Yeah, you're done.
You're done.
They'd rip you apart.
But sometimes it's very entertaining to just sit here and watch Nikki as she watches whatever's happening on the internet, because she, you know, sometimes she has really big reactions, and then other times she just does this thing where she closes her eyes and leans into the microphone.
What are you saying? That's not true. Why are you talking too much today? Stop talking.
What's interesting, though, that's what she does when I'm talking. And then as soon as I'm done talking, she's like, okay, I'm watching these crabs eat an octopus.
No, I have a well...
Horchata?
I have a well-rounded morning. Do you understand me? I do a lot of things. I'm trying to learn a lot of stuff, and I'm busy over there.
I just feel like of all the things that are happening in the studio, I think I might be the least interesting. Now, Nikki does a good job of pretending to be interested, but it's like, okay, when do we get back to the good stuff?
Power Rangers, Power Rangers.
Yeah, are you sure you want to see the Power Rangers film? Do you feel that it will live up to your expectations?
No.
Yes, why? I'm very interested in Kong.
Perhaps
you could compare and contrast it with the Rangers of Power.
I'm always interested in what you're talking about. Always.
Do you feel that the Pink Ranger is as attractive this time as she was in the last iteration?
I just don't always know the most about what you're talking about, so it's just hard.
Are we finished discussing these very interesting things so I might return to the boring internet?
Well, the crab video, they were tearing apart the octopus and the poor little octopus's head, you know, the little balloon-looking thing, just bouncing back and forth. He's dead.
The other thing that gets me is, like, you're totally fine with watching these crabs vivisect an octopus, but I show you a video of, a couple of sharks throwing around a dog, and it's like, who wants to watch that? What? It's the same.
First, you never sent me that, and that's terrible.
I just tried to come up with what
the worst
I thought.
Things. Yes. It's like throw a dog in it, throw a puppy.
What's the worst thing I could come up with on
you
the spot?
You should have said puppy over just the dog.
A couple of sharks fighting over a puppy, and all of a sudden we don't want to watch that video.
Well, I'd be fascinated. I don't understand what it is.
Yeah.
No, I watched that one video where it was an alligator going through the canal and he just had that dead dog through his mouth. And that
I saw that one too.
That was weird.
And then we saw that one of the alligator walking across the golf course with a huge fish in its mouth.
We watched that too.
Yeah. So as you can see, again, whatever you think is going on in the studio, that's about right.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go get some water now. That happens too. So.
Okay. All right.
Take a little water break.
Well, I'm going to be in here talking to myself, so let me know when the mics are back on.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
You feel bad now, don't you? And I'm talking directly to you, Nikki.
Why?
I'm talking to you.
Why do I feel bad?
Well, as you can see, I got to give you guys a lot of background, but I'll do it as quickly as I can. Nikki has a website that she liked a lot, but hasn't bought anything from in a while. We just saw a picture from a couple years ago in which she was wearing a Johnny Cupcake shirt.
I saw a Facebook, this past posting of the day from however many years ago.
That was 5 minutes ago. 35 minutes ago, on this very show, Nikki and I were discussing not only Kong, the movie that's out this Friday, but the following Friday, there's the Power Rangers movie, which, yes, I want to see it. And I don't care, blah, 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 this, blah, 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 that. You should be more mature. This movie sucks. Blah, 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 blah. I want to see it. And I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I care a little bit, or I wouldn't care enough to say how much I don't care.
Now, to tie it all in together.
Bring it home, Nikki. Bring it home.
I was looking at the picture of the Facebook memory. I had a Johnny Cupcake shirt on, which I used to love that shirt. I don't even know where it is now, but I used to love that shirt. So I went to Johnny Cupcakes, the shirt site, and they have this whole line of Power Rangers ones.
They have a whole line
of Cupcake Power Ranger shirts. It doesn't mean I still think the movies we're seeing.
Power Rangers
shirts.
But
I thought you would appreciate they have all of it.
You know what, Nikki? Let's just get... Do we have him on the phone here? Hey, Johnny. Yeah, Johnny Cupcake. Nikki wants to tell you how bad the Power Rangers suck. Go ahead, Nikki. Break his heart. Tell him.
I don't want to.
Tell him. Tell him how bad it sucks.
I mean, is that a partnership or how much money did you get for that
partnership? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. I don't care how much I like it. I'm not paying $70 for this hoodie.
Is it $70?
$70.
That's why I stopped.
Dollars.
Yeah, $70. The t-shirts are $30. $40.
$40. $40. That Pink Ranger shirt is pretty awesome.
That's why I wore those shirts to the ground.
Like, what happened to the shirt? It actually just disappeared. I wore it so much that all that's left is this collar. So eventually I just had to buy another shirt.
Oh, yeah. And then they have like stickers. Those are $10 for the
are you kidding?
A pin pack, and then $4 for a sticker.
Okay, real talk. Am I a huge cheapskate, or is that way too much money?
This is a lot of money. It is.
That just seems like way too much money. Man, what is this?
Oh, I want the sweatpants, though. I could use more sweatpants.
If you want to, you can also have Johnny come out and speak at your event.
Hey, you didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's like an entrepreneur.
So let me see if I get this straight.
He's a business guy.
You start a t-shirt company, charge people two or three times what the shirts are worth.
Because the shirt company did so well, you can charge those prices.
Yeah. I think these Power Rangers cupcake shirts are freaking sweet, dude. Like, I would wear that Green Ranger shirt right now.
I went from wearing a lot of Johnny Cupcakes to wearing Designed by Humans. Which
it was half price.
Which is half price, but still expensive. Like, those are still expensive, too. So
I wait for a sale. I pay $20 for a shirt from them, which I feel like, and this shows you what a cheapskate I am, I feel like I'm on the upper end of what I'm willing to pay for a shirt at $20.
I love this hoodie. It's called the North Cake, like the North Face.
Yeah.
It's just a mock of that. That's cool. All right. Well, I'll just keep looking at that. But yeah, there's a Power Rangers partnership.
Yeah. So now don't you feel bad about making fun of the Power Rangers?
No, I'm not buying the...
What Nikki means to say is...
Shirt line, and I'm
yes,
not seeing the movie either.
I regret the things that I said to you and about the things that you like.
Should I get the shirt and do express shipping so I can wear it to see the movie?
Yes, you should. And I'll accept your apology if you buy one for me, too. And buy popcorn at the movie.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Since you're not having cable, you got plenty of money.
Sounded a little like, what was his name? Jack Nicholson there. He sounded a little like that.
Maybe subconsciously.
Yeah.
So cable, there's a new survey out. It basically says this. Like, less of us have cable than ever before. That's where we're at. According to CTA, the Consumer Technology Association, they are the trade group responsible for CES, the Consumer Electronics Show.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're saying is these are people you've heard of before that traffic heavily in technology. They say that 68% of Americans are subscribed to some sort of streaming video service. So whether that would be YouTube Red,
Netflix, Hulu,
like whatever, some kind of a streaming video service, which now puts them 1 percentage point ahead of people subscribed to a pay TV package. So 67% of Americans have some form of cable, not internet, like cable TV.
Pay TV package would count like Sling TV and stuff, or you mean just cable?
I don't think so. I think that would fall under the streaming service.
Okay.
So for the first time in American history, even though it's only a percentage point, according to their information, more of us are subscribing to an online streaming service than are subscribing to a traditional cable package.
Oh, it's not one streaming service. We have many streaming services.
Many, many services.
Many, 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 many.
Speaking of which, I need to cancel Hulu again.
Well, didn't you get free one because you
got
your TV?
I got a free month and then I let it go for another month because I actually have been watching it. And then, just like always happens with Hulu, I'm watching it,
and then
all of a sudden,
cancel.
I'm not watching it anymore. You know what my big problem is? I like TV less and less.
Sure.
I would much rather play Zelda or read a book than I would watch something on Hulu. Now, YouTube can be different. I've become more of a YouTube watcher.
Well, it's scary because like I've gone from I can sit and watch a movie to now a movie's too long and boring, and then I could sit and watch a TV show, but now even a normal broadcast length TV show is just too much. So then now I'm down to like
30-second commercials in front of it. YouTube
like
videos.
A YouTube series is even pushing it. Like, it just, it's not, we don't sit down and quite watch shows like we used to. Unless you're binging and then you're prepared and you're ready and you're good to go.
So what we're saying is we can only live in extremes. I can watch 12 hours of this show
or none at all. Yeah, exactly.
But
that seems to be because you don't have a lot of time or you don't have enough time consistently every day. It's like I'll just get a block of time like on a weekend.
So you expect me to give you 45 minutes a week? No, no, no. But 12 hours this Saturday, absolutely.
Well, if I was preparing for it and you're ready to go and I scheduled it and all, then yes, you could do it.
Well, see, I feel like all of my binges happen by accident.
Just you get caught like on a show and then you just can't, you don't sleep that night, you just watch it.
Exactly. Like I had absolutely no plans to keep watching this show. All of a sudden you're like, why is the sun coming up?
What day is it? I'm late for work.
Did I go to work yesterday? Yes. I can't remember.
That is true. You get concerned.
I can't remember. So it looks like streaming video is on its way to having cable's lunch and dinner and breakfast.
Chainsaw, pickaxe, shotgun, ammo, flashlight, pipe bomb, Twinkie. What am I missing? The Riot. Radio U.
Did anybody listen to Serial, that podcast?
Yeah.
Remember how exciting it was?
And years ago?
They brought it back for the second season and... Then they,
it's never as popular as the first season. You just can't do that.
But you know what? It seems to me that it's time for them to change up their subject matter a little bit because, and this is a direct quote from Scotland Yard in London, they're on the lookout for a serial defecator. Think about that. Serial season 3.
What?
It's about the hunt for a serial defecator in London.
Someone who...
Exactly what you think it is. Okay, wait, actually, you know what? Hang on. From the look on your face, maybe it isn't what you think.
What is it?
Okay.
You tell me what it is.
No. I want you to tell me.
A serial defecator?
What you think it is.
Someone who poops around London?
Yes.
Okay, that's exactly what I think it is.
Okay, because for a minute I thought
you were... I'm not okay with that.
For a minute I thought that maybe you thought it was someone who was... You know, defecating in someone's bowl of cereal.
No. But just someone like, and we had, was it in New England? Somewhere here, there was a person who was doing that. And like, they had to set up this whole sting and they found out that it was like a jogger who go to the bathroom on this route that they had that they were running. So like, we know that there's people that do this, but now is that going on in London?
Oh, it's a thing, Nikki. It's a thing. So they have a suspect. They say it's a white male, aged somewhere in their mid-50s, about 5'8", medium build.
Why is someone in their 50s doing this?
They've spotted him wearing jeans, but also wearing a gray jumper.
A sweater.
Okay.
In British talk. That's okay, like a sweatshirt.
Because for a second, I just imagine him like a onesie when they jumper, say that. Yes. Like, okay,
how do you go to the bathroom
We got a man in a onesie. It's got the... Like the back door thing. like in a cartoon or something.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's not that.
It's a jumper's a shirt.
Yeah. So they're on the lookout for this guy. They said that they keep having...
So Serial, the podcast? Or were you just joking on that?
Well, I was just joking. I was saying that what they should do to bring the numbers back is to pick something like this. And this could really...
It's embarrassing when we read these stories. And then you found... Like, to find out if that was like your grandpa or something. Like, what are you doing?
Unbelievable.
You got to go to the police station. You know, you got to get the lawyer.
Or what if it's like one of those things where you figure out who he is, but you don't... want to tell on him.
What
like,
if he's sick? But
what kind of sick?
Like, you can't hold it.
Oh, okay.
That thing.
All right. So then he needs to get a card from his doctor.
Just leave it you clean up after yourself.
No. What I mean is like in case he gets caught, you know, he goes to the police station and he's like, no, look, kind of like when you go through security at the airport and you have like metal in your hip or something, have a card.
No, like for him. Okay. Well, when you walk your dog, you get the little,
oh my God.
But when you go to the grocery store and you forget your reusable bag, so they give you plastic and you just have those, like that's what needs to happen. And I don't want to talk any more about this story. That's it. That is it. That's all we've got on this.
Well, I hope they find him.
Yeah, one would really hope they just close that case up. So,
yeah. So they need to bring in... They need...
What are you going to say? Say it.
I was just thinking they need to bring in Sherlock Holmes. And then I just thought... I'm going to have to stop. I have to stop now.
It's fine. That's the story. There it is.
The Riot.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
On Radio U.
Loud noises!
I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but that Legend of Zelda game, people be liking it. Big time.
Very like, good reviews.
Perfect scores from just about everybody in the universe. But in the middle of all of that hype, something else is happening. You see, with the new Legend of Zelda game, there are certain unlocks that you can only get if you have certain Legend of Zelda amiibos. The amiibos, if you don't know.
The little statue guys?
They're, what are they, 3-inch tall Nintendo plastic statues that in reality, they look really nice sitting there.
So what's the Xbox version?
Xbox doesn't have any. Now,
the other
there's
game.
There's Skylanders, yeah. And there's Disney Infinity.
Those, okay.
And Disney Infinity is done. They're not making any more of that. I picked up a copy of Disney Infinity at Best Buy the other day for the PlayStation 4 for $4.
Well, it might have been too much.
It was one of those things where I was like, oh, I kind of wanted to play this $4.
Well, we always see on our like Deal of the Day sites, they always have
buy one, get five free.
You get like five of the figurines, yes, if you buy just one.
Yeah, so...
But I didn't know Nintendo had a version.
The amiibo thing, that's been big for a while. Like, they've been doing amiibos for a year, maybe two. But here's the deal. Like, they've been producing all these amiibos. Now, the new amiibos that are specific to the new Zelda game, fine. Like, you can find those, for the most part, just about anywhere. But these super rare amiibos are the ones that they produced previously. So, like, the Smash Brothers versions of like Zelda and Link and 8-bit Link and all these things, they're harder to find. In some cases, Nick was just showing me that this 2-pack that came with Zelda and Link, it's going for like $100, $120 on eBay. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. Apparently, you get great unlocks with the older, almost like the older the amiibos are, the better the unlocks are. There are all these costumes that you can only get if you have that amiibo.
But in the new Zelda?
Yes. But for those of you that are like, yeah, I don't care about any of that, but you just happen to have those amiibos laying around, and I realize that's probably not a thing.
The chance is rare.
Yeah, I know, I get it. But now would be a great time to make your money back on those amiibos because they're going big on eBay right now.
I feel like if you wanted to, because like I'm trying to spring clean my stuff,
yeah,
go through everything, and I was looking through it, and I thought, I know none of it's like really worth anything. Nowadays, we don't really have the stuff in our lives where it's like, oh, this is a painting you had no idea. It's worth $1 billion.
Right,
like, we just, no one has that stuff, and it's just not the same. But I thought it'd be nice if you could bring in, like, a consultant who just knew a little bit of everything, like jewelry, video games, classic toys, that sort of stuff. So before you go through your place and either donate or just throw out a lot of stuff, they could tell you, like, nope, that's worth something. Or then they can, you know, shuffle all through all their stuff.
That's sort of an expert. Like, for example, look at this right here. Here's an amiibo that I have, Nikki. $87.
Yeah, but like, if you wouldn't have read this article, would you have realized?
You'd be like, you know, I'm just throwing this away.
You're throwing it away. It's a little thing.
Not even worth it.
Well, you tempted to sell it then?
No, I'm keeping it.
Keeping the guy?
You know, it's too late. I'm not in on the hype. Just leave him there. Plus, I've been using him. Like, it's Wolf Link. So at any point, like, if you're having a hard time, like, you can't, there are some places in the game you can't bring him in, but you just touch Wolf Link there to your controller, and all of a sudden, boom, got a little wolf that's in there helping you out. I mean, come on. A little
can't
wolf.
Sell that.
You don't want to get rid of a wolf.
I agree.
Would you sell your dog just because he's worth a little more now? No. So why would I sell my Wolf Link? I mean, you should sell yours, but I'm keeping mine. It's fine.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh, no! I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
There was a dump. Yes. Oh.